I'm Amy Eddings, and it's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Investors were feeling more confident about the nation's employment picture today in advance of Friday's official jobs numbers. The Dow added 44 points to close at 10,680. The S&P 500 inched up 7 points to 1,127. The NASDAQ improved by 20 points, ending the day at 2,304. Wall Street was cheered by a monthly job survey that showed private sector companies added a better-than-expected 42,000 jobs in July. Friday's numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics will include government jobs. New York Senator Charles Schumer says the state will get $2 billion in Medicaid funding from Washington that was feared lost, and $607 million in education aid to avoid teacher layoffs. Senate Democrats broke a filibuster, freeing the bill for a vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll bring her members back from vacation next week to approve the measure. New York-based Barnes & Noble is up for sale. The nation's largest bookstore chain has seen its profits shrink during the recent recession as discount retailers like Walmart and Costco have lured buyers with lower-priced books. At the same time, rising sales of electronic books have only made the situation worse. Joining us is James McQuivey, principal media analyst for Forrester Research. Welcome to the 411.
Thank you, Amy. Glad to be here.
We know smaller independent booksellers have struggled to compete against Barnes & Noble, and now BNN is in trouble. What exactly is going on here?
Well, you know, we're in the middle of a media revolution that goes far beyond just books. We've seen music and then video, and now it's books' turn as we enter a digital world in which it just doesn't cost as much to buy and consume media as it did in the analog days. And as a result, some of the analog kingpins of the media business, like Barnes & Noble, are suffering.
Are people really shifting away from physical books to electronic books?
Well, we're not quite there yet. We've got an aggressive group of the population, about probably 6 million households right now that are buying e-books, and maybe half of their total book purchases are going to electronic books. So it's a small group, but it's a very growing group, and we've seen Amazon aggressively cut the prices of its Amazon Kindle e-reader as a way to stimulate that even further. So we're really just a year away from seeing a dramatic change.
If downloadable music helped put Tower Records and Virgin Records out of business, could the pleasure of browsing in a bookstore soon disappear?
Well, many of the bookstores that are out there now, the hundreds that Barnes & Noble has, as well as the many, many independent booksellers out there, many of them will close over the next 5 years. It's just a fact. That doesn't mean that they'll all go away, and it doesn't mean that we don't value it. It just means that we don't need it as a way to transfer even physical books, but certainly not the electronic books that are now going to become ascendant.
Let's switch from talking about e-books to physical books. Sounding silly, but we have to even identify it as such. What is happening there in the paperback and hardback industry, and how is that challenging Barnes & Noble?
Well, you know, this really even starts before we get to the e-book business. It starts with Walmart. It does include Amazon in the physical space, selling, you know, hardcover bestsellers that are priced at $25, $30, $35, selling them for $12, $14. Now, Walmart's not making any money off that book. It's that they want you to come in to buy that book and then assume that you'll walk away with a whole bunch of other things that will actually generate profit for them. It's the way Walmart sold its music as well, back when it was the dominant music seller in the world before digital music took them out of that business as well. So, you know, Walmart, Target, Costco, these are all companies that have essentially started a revolution that now ebooks are starting to finish.
So what does this all mean for the publishing industry as a whole and for authors?
You know, there's a lot that needs to happen in the publishing world. It's the thing that we saw happen in music and we're watching now in video, is that the people who ultimately originate the content are the ones least prepared for what has to happen. If you think about it, the economics of selecting a big bestseller are inherently flawed. And in fact, the book business is one of the least profitable of all the media businesses anyway. They traditionally will try to promote several hundred books for the one or two that actually make back their money. And so you rely a lot on the bestsellers, the sort of Dan Brown's, Patricia Cornwell books, to justify the rest of your searches in for acquiring books that may perhaps make their money back, but most of them do not. And that's just a very burdensome cost infrastructure to maintain in a future where, frankly, the cost of printing books is not going to figure in the economics of the industry within a 5 to 10 year time period. Most intriguingly, we have well-reputed authors like Stephen R. Covey, Paul Coelho, who are doing deals directly with Amazon to give Amazon exclusive digital rights to some of their digital books, where they get a greater cut of the digital book. The book gets sold at a discount, but because there's no cost infrastructure of shipping books around the planet, the author actually makes out with more money. So there's a lot of change coming for both publishers and authors.
James McQuivy is a media analyst for Forrester Research. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.